Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. This is a show that I was guided to create so that you'd have a place to ask those questions that you have about your life and get the answers that your guidance wants you to have, the answers that can actually help you to make those changes. Because so often when we ask a question, we get the answers from our own minds. And while our minds are wonderful, wonderful creations, they were designed to observe. They were designed to record the things that have happened in our lives. And if we ask a question, they simply go back through everything that they've recorded to see if they can come up with an answer. Your guidance, on the other hand, takes all the information that is available from the universe and gives you an answer. So it's up to you whether you want to get your answer from that limited source, which only knows the things that you've experienced, or if you want to get your answers from a higher source, a source that knows everything, that really does know exactly what's going on in your life and the best way for you to handle it. So if you have questions about your life, then feel free to give me a call. And the number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And so today's show is supposed to be about guilt. Such a lovely subject. Guilt is one of those things that you were taught. It's not a natural thing that you are born with. When you're born, you have no concept of what guilt is. It's something that your parents teach you, your teachers teach you, your religions teach you, the government teaches you, because they really do use guilt in all those different places. And so you were taught when you were a little kid, before you were even old enough to realize that you were being taught this, that if you didn't do what someone else wanted you to do, probably your parents, maybe a sibling, that you should feel bad about it. That you should feel guilty. Now think about that. Because I don't know if you've ever really thought about guilt before and exactly what it means. It's really a method of manipulation. And it's a method of manipulation that is used to justify things that are done to other people. We punish people because of guilt. You know, we have that whole justice system set up on whether you are innocent or guilty. It makes it kind of difficult, at least for me, to see the justice system as this positive thing. Because it really is based on whether or not you've done something wrong. And whether or not you recognize that what you did was wrong. And whether or not you feel any guilt about what you did. Because if you didn't feel any guilt, then obviously we need to lock you up someplace. And after you've been there long enough, then you will feel the guilt. Then you will know what you did was wrong. Then you will feel the bad feelings that you caused someone else to feel by what you did. And that's the way we treat people who have supposedly committed a crime, because that's what we were taught. We were taught about guilt. So if you have any questions about guilt in your life, or you want to let go of the guilt in your life, and you've called in, be sure and press 1 so that it gives me the little symbol that lets me know that you actually have a question. And I can call on you. And our first caller is area code 347. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Jessica. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Jessica. What can I do for you today?
I don't know if it's guilt related, although that's not, I'm not really so familiar with when I'm feeling guilt, but so I welcome that if you pick up anything, but I have had some like huge realizations and transformation over the last several days having to do with relationships as far as like clearing out this old, I mean, many patterns, but one of them is like clearing out this pattern that I've had in this lifetime and as well as in past lifetimes of two main things. One, when the relationship's over, on how I still like long for the person. And I've done this in every single relationship, and I realized that I've done this in past lives too, which is crazy. So I now just broke that. And the other thing is that how I've, in this lifetime, and also this is related to past lifetimes too, is that how in some form or the other, I've been the other woman, which is weird because I never dated a guy who was married or in a relationship, but there was always some part of the other woman lingering around, his past girlfriend. So I just wanted to like call in and if anything was still lingering there, because I'm just like so excited about letting this stuff go. It really blew my mind. So I just wanted to kind of get like an extra cleaning by speaking to you today.
Okay. So the first thing that's coming up is a question for you. And the question is, why are you not willing to be the focus in the relationship? Why does there always have to be someone else still hanging around, still lingering in the background? What's wrong with you being the focus?
I think it's just something totally new for me. I think I just have never been the focus because I thought this was related to my family of origin too. I was never like the treasured, valued one. I mean, that's such an old story. I thought I had dealt with it. I guess you have to be amazing then. It has to do with my career too, to be on the spotlight.
Okay. All right, let me check in and see exactly where they want to take this because I'm getting two different things and I want to know which one or if both, and it will be both. Okay, which one are we going to deal with first? Okay, so we're going to do some infinity healing work. So that's how they want to word this. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting that you have had this belief within you that said that you were less, you were not as important, as valuable, as worthy as other members of your family, as other people you've been in relationships with, that they've always been more than you. Some of them are just a little more, and some of them are a lot more, but everybody has to be more because you have to be less. You have to be less because you have these fears about being equal, about being seen, about being valued, about not living up to other people's expectations. And so we want you to acknowledge this, and we want you to let it go, to realize that this is no longer true for you, that this no longer is in alignment with your life, and it is safe, and it is time for you to release it now and forevermore. And if you're ready to do that, say yes.
Yes, definitely.
And three nice deep breaths. And I'm getting that there is some guilt wrapped up in this. Yay, okay, so not that I'm happy you have guilt, but this gives everybody a chance to let go of their guilt. So I need to remind everybody that when I'm asking these questions of anybody and I tell them if they say yes and they want to release it, if it's something that you want to release, then you say yes too, take the breaths, and it works on you. Okay. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing guilt? Releasing guilt in all the ways that you were taught to feel guilty when you were a child, all the emotions that you have wrapped up in guilt, all of the ways guilt just holds you in its claw and keeps you there, keeps you feeling like you are less, so therefore you have to be guilty. You are not measuring up to other people, so you have to be guilty. You have done wrong, so you have to be guilty. And you have to feel that guilt. You have to breathe that guilt, to live that guilt. That guilt has to be a permanent fixture in your life, because if you let go of the guilt, if you actually recognized your value, oh my gosh, who would you be? You wouldn't know who to be, so you can't let it go. So would you like this infinity healing to go every place in your subconscious where you have these beliefs about you and guilt, and you have to hang on to this? And to have these beautiful little fairies go in with these little erasers and erase that from your mind, from your thoughts, from your past. Erase the emotions that are connected with it. Just wipe it all out so that is no longer a part of who you are. And if you're ready for all that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
Yeah.
And would you like an infinity healing for letting go of all of the beliefs that have had you hold back who you are, that has had you not wanting to live your truth, not wanting to live in your power, not wanting... Can you hear me now?
Barbara?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Oh. I can't hear you, Barbara.
Okay, can you hear me now? Okay, Jessica, I think you must have muted yourself or something.
We can't hear you, Barbara. 'Cause...
Okay. The person who's a guest, oh, you can't type, you're a guest. All right, anybody else who is listening, if you can hear me and you can type in the chat room or text me or something. I don't know if I'm... Okay, can you hear me now? Okay. Hold on. Can you hear me now? Janetta, can you hear me? Janetta, can you hear me?
Hey, Barbara.
Yes.
I can hear you.
Okay.
So it's
not me. Okay.
Okay. I can hear
Thank
her
you.
And then she faded out. Yeah. Okay. I'll
okay.
try to text her. All right.
Thank you. Okay, Jessica, it's you apparently, not me. Can you hear me? No. Okay, I'm going to hang you up and let you call back in. All right. Okay, so I hung up on Jessica and hopefully she'll call back in, so that we can keep clearing these issues with her. And I hope she does call back in instead of thinking that I hung up on her on purpose or anything like that. Okay, she's called back. Yay!
Oh,
okay. Can you hear me this time?
Was that me or was that you?
That
must
have
connection.
Been something with you, because I got somebody else to tell me that they could hear me, but I still couldn't get you to hear me.
Oh, I missed you. I think you were clearing some Gil or who I would be or something. I missed what you were clearing, and then it disappeared. Oh, I'll have to listen
okay.
to the archive.
Well, no, I don't think I actually finished the last thing that I was clearing, so we'll just
okay.
go on from there. And that was about, what was it about? Oh, letting go of that identity of being small and all that kind of stuff. Okay.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
Would you like an infinity healing for clearing out and releasing the identity and the beliefs and the patterns from your life? And these could go back through your ancestors, through many generations, that say that you must be small, you must be insignificant, you must be unseen. You cannot truly accept or stand in your power. And so if you'd like to let all of this go and every emotional attachment to it and all of that generational stuff and all of the past life stuff connected with it too, then say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the identities, the false identities that you have built up about yourself based on the things that you learned when you were a kid and as you were growing up, and all the beliefs about you and your limitations, and you can't do this or you can't do that because they wouldn't approve, or something bad will happen, or whatever it was that was connected with that. All of those things that had you make this facade that you lived behind, even though you didn't like living behind it, it was what you thought you had to live behind. So if you're ready now to let go of all of those facades and all of the emotions that keep you trapped in those facades, then say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for opening you up to you, to the essence of you, to the truth of you, to the knowing that you are good enough, that you are worthy, that you deserve to have a successful business, you deserve to have money, you deserve to have clients, you deserve to be known and valued, you deserve your life. And if so, say yes.
Yes, for sure, definitely.
And three nice deep breaths. So who was it that taught you that you just weren't enough?
I don't know. I guess it must have been my mom, but I'm not sure. And I'm kind of tired of blaming, you know? I don't even care anymore.
Okay, let me look at that and see if there's something else we need to do with it. And yes, there is. Okay, let me see what it is. Okay. They had me ask you that question not so that you could blame her, but so that when we do this forgiveness, we could make sure that we include her. Okay. Mm. So would you like an infinity healing to go without your entire life and all of your past lifetimes and all of your ancestors and all the generations and everyone that you have ever known, and find all of those little bits and pieces of resentment and old angers and old frustrations and old blames and any of that old stuff, and just forgive it. Forgive your mother for everything that she ever did, and accept that she did what she thought was the best thing at the time, and that she did not know what you now know. So you really can't look back on what she did and find her wrong based on who you are now, because that is not who she was when she did whatever she did. And that's true of everyone you're holding anything against, because everyone is always doing what they think is best in that moment. Now, 5 minutes, 5 years, whatever, later, they've learned more. They've grown more. They're more aware, and they would not make the same decisions. So there's absolutely no reason why you should resent them or blame them or hold anything against them for the decisions that they made. And this is also true for you. So if you'd like for this infinity healing to go throughout everything, everybody, everywhere, and just forgive, to erase all of those old feelings, all of those old doubts, all of those old negativities, to just completely and totally clear them out and to let go of all of the emotions attached to it, because you don't need that anymore either, and to just start over, start new, and surround everyone and everything with love. So if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes, I also want to say that a lot of memories were coming up for me as far as like past life relationships, as far as like men I was married to that were like keeping mm-hmm. me down. And that recently came up too a lot, that I was like, I noticed how I stepped down and then I get angry at myself around men, even in this lifetime. I have to keep like telling myself not to play that smaller role. So I say yes to everything, but I had to say that, yeah.
Okay, great. And that might also be part of the connection to being the other woman. Because if you've always had a situation where you haven't been respected and honored, then you wouldn't actually want to get into a relationship. You always want to have an escape route. That's what I'm hearing. It's your escape route. And if you'd like to forgive all of that too, just say yes. Three nice deep breaths.
Yes. Can you elaborate on that for a minute? Because I think something's there for me, an awareness or something. Were you just saying that, like, if I had actually spoken up, then that's how I would have maybe got rejected or something, and then that's why, I don't know. Can you just share a little bit more about that, that other woman speaking up?
One of the things I'm getting, and I think that this was about the past lives, that you used to give your power away to these men. You decided to be subservient because it would keep the peace, although it didn't keep the peace, but that was, you know, we make these decisions even though they don't necessarily make sense. And so in this life, one of the things that you came to let go of, to learn the lesson of and to move past, was that whole idea that you need to give people your power, you need to be subservient, you need to, something about guarding yourself. I'm not sure who you were going to guard yourself from. Oh, from everybody. Okay. To guard yourself from everybody. Ooh, that's a big challenge there. And so when you have relationships, you have to have an escape clause. You have to have a way to get out, a reason to get out, in order not to be hurt, in order not to be manipulated and used, because you felt that before. Ooh, that's really yucky around your shoulders.
Wait, so a couple of things. That was my main, like, that was one of the main things that my mom taught me, was to be subservient to men. Like, that was always around my father, that we always had to keep the peace, so you just go along. That's incredible. So all these things bleed through. And then, so how is that an escape clause for me, though? That's what I don't understand, for me not to be hurt or manipulated, for me giving, how is that an escape clause?
Okay, let me see if they want to tell me that. Oh, they want you to clear some of this stuff first. Okay, so would you like an infinity healing to clear all of the stuff that I just mentioned and that's coming up for you and everything that's feelings and all of that kind of stuff? If you'd want to let all that go, then I'll say yes and take three nice deep breaths.
Yes.
Okay, and I keep seeing the words escape clause. Let's see how that all ties in. Okay, so by being less, by being small, by being insignificant, by kind of blending in, that was kind of your way of sliding out. It's like, you know, you're sneaking out the side door and nobody notices because you were never fully present.
Oh,
so
isn't
you've
that
gone,
something? Okay.
So go you've ahead. Gone through your whole life not being fully present. Wow. And that doesn't work for you anymore, which is why you've had so much turmoil lately.
And thank you so much to you for helping me with this. Yeah, I'm really rising. That's the thing. It's like I can't do this anymore. Not the way I was.
Well, there's no reason why you should.
You know, and this ties into something that I was just saying a bunch of times lately, because I was saying that this has to do with when a relationship breaks up, how I still kind of hold on to it. Like, I kind of wish that the guy comes back. And I have been angry that, because I stopped that pattern recently. I just recently let this guy go. He's one of my soulmates. I just let him go. And I normally I would reply back, and I just said, no, I'm not doing that pattern anymore. And it's been feeling weird, but also exciting. And I said, but whenever I don't reach out to somebody, when I have I've never had a past soulmate or someone from the past come back to me, and it's always been me reaching out again if they've still been on my mind, and I've been angry about that. But I think I realized that that was, they never really knew me. So I think that maybe that attraction factor, that drawing back was, I don't know, maybe it ties in, maybe it doesn't, but I seem to be a little bit obsessed on that point, that people don't seem to miss me. So that's what that is. It's like I was never really there, I guess, just kind of half being in these relationships, even though I thought that I was present and creating chaos in the relationship.
Okay, so what they're telling me is that your perception of your relationships and the perception of the people who've been in relationships with you have never been the same. There have been people who've been in relationships with you that have so wanted to really know you, to embrace you, to love you, but you would never let them do that.
It's, oh my God,
it's like you had
so
this
sad.
Wall there. And after a while, they gave up. You know, you only hit your head against a brick wall so many times before you realize that it's a brick wall. It's not going to go anywhere. And so they would give up and they would go away.
But how is that even true? Because I'm usually the one who's always the vulnerable one.
Your perception of vulnerability is not necessarily theirs. I'm getting that you are only vulnerable to a certain extent, and that extent really didn't extend that far. There's so much tied up in what you came to learn in this lifetime. One thing you learned that you came here to learn not to be this subservient, manipulated person. And so you had your guard up to a certain extent to keep that from happening. Although you chose a mother who would still teach you that that's what you were supposed to be. But that's so that one day you could realize that that was not who you wanted to be, and you could turn it around and become who you really are. So she really was serving her purpose, which was to remind you that this is not who you want to be.
Oh, it all makes me so sad. I just feel like I'm going through some mourning of it again. That's what I was going through the last couple of days. Oh, it feels so good to release.
Okay, let's see if there's something else they want you to clear out. Okay, so would you like an infinity healing for waking you up to the truth of you, letting go of all of those old, another wording, all of those old internal representations of circumstances from your earlier life?
Oh, God, you're really going to flip my life to me at the time.
Yes, I think so.
That's been happening to me for the last couple of weeks. Wow, yes.
And this will allow you to begin to see the truth of you, the truth of your life, the truth of your relationships, the truth that's always been there, but you have always chosen not to see it. So if you'd like this infinity healing to let go of those illusions and all of that kind of stuff and to accept the truth, then say yes.
Yes. Oh,
and
so,
three
so
nice deep breaths. Okay. So now you need to drink lots of water and sit with this energy.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be letting go of a bunch of stuff.
I have just a quick question that is related here.
Okay.
There has been anger that's come up with my career yet again, that here comes like this load of stuff that I had to clear over the last several months. And I understand that this is all preparing me for what my work is, you know, but it's like I have been being prepared for like 20 years now. I mean, it's not that long, but obviously like it's been a long time for healing, and I just don't understand why I can't, Spirit hasn't brought me clients to help along the way a little bit here and there. Like, not everybody wants to go as deep as my soul has gone. And so I just, it makes me angry because I feel like, why is my whole life dedicated to healing, at least up to now, to healing myself? Like, it seems like sort of a waste. Like, I could help people with sort of some surface level, or not even. I mean, I've done really deep stuff, so... And the answers I give myself don't satisfy me because the anger still builds up. And so anything
okay.
you could share with that?
Part of that is because you're coming to the realization that there is no one more important in your life than you. There is no one that is more important in your life than you. Okay, I have to say it a few more times. There is absolutely no one who is more important in your life than you. There is absolutely no one who is more important in your life than you are.
But part of that importance is being able to financially care for myself, which I really have not been able to do.
And part of that is because you haven't really believed in yourself. Okay, so we're going to do a little bit of healing around this whole stuff that you believe about you. And so I'm just going to go through this whole list that I wrote down this morning, and I thought, why am I writing this list? And now it makes sense. I was writing it for you. Okay, so would you like an infinity healing to release the beliefs that you don't deserve money, that you don't deserve clients, that you are not meant to have a life that flows with abundance, that flows with clients, that flows with anything that you desire, because you can't handle it. And you might as well just give up. Because this is not going to work for you. It never has, and it never will. You are meant to settle for less. You are actually meant to live in poverty. That is your destiny in this lifetime. You just don't deserve it. You are just not good enough. And if you'd like this infinity healing to go throughout you and release this from your brain, from your subconscious, from your heart, from your emotions, from everywhere you've been storing this pile of garbage, then say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
How do I know it's going to work this time? I mean, it's like it's so old. They're really trying to wear me down, whoever they is. Yeah,
no, they're
like
not
to
trying
the devil.
They're not trying to wear you down at all. Actually, when you asked that question, I saw an image of a little plant that was growing up and finally breaking through the soil in out to the sunshine. So that's the answer I got to your question.
That trust that now I'm breaking out of it finally. Even though I tried and tried and tried, it's like, okay, well, good job. You finally did it.
Okay, so let's clear up that bit. Would you like an infinity healing for clearing up that part of you that's always going back and digging up the past and looking at it and saying, well, when you did this, it didn't work. When you did this, it didn't work. Now that you've done this, it can't work because all these other times it didn't work. And we know what we're talking about because we have all of the proof. You remember this time it didn't work and this time that it didn't work? You know, all of that wonderful ego talk that's just keeping you from moving forward. If you'd like for this infinity healing to erase the tapes, to clear the conversations and all of the feelings connected with it, so that you are living in the moment, you are living in now, you are not thinking about the past and judging what is happening now against what has happened then, to just completely and totally let that go so that you can actually be alive right now. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay. Your energy certainly feels much, much better.
Yeah, so better. I feel even a little dizzy, so I know that that's good. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. So be nice to yourself. Drink lots of water. Sit in the sunshine. I don't even know if the sun is shining where you are, but if it is, go sit in it.
No, it's okay. The rain will wash it away, which I love. So, do you teach this infinity healing?
No, I've never taught it. I've been thinking about that lately, though, about whether or not it's something I am supposed to teach.
Well, there's a sign.
Yeah, maybe so. I'll have to look into it even more.
Did you create this? Did this come to you?
This was actually created by a man called Tarek Beebe. And he's only taught it, as far as I know, to 10 people. So I'm one of 10 people that he taught it to. And I'm not sure who else is even still doing it. I know he still does it and I do it. And now what I do is different than what he does, because you kind of tailor it to yourself, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, when you Google for it, it has like all this random stuff that comes up. I think those two words, a lot of people use together a lot.
Yeah, I think so too. I know that there's an Infinity Healing Center and there's all this other stuff. So,
well, I would like to learn it from you. So I just want to put that out there.
Okay.
It's amazing. Yeah.
I will remember that and I will check and see if I'm supposed to teach it.
Okay. Thank you very much, as always.
You're welcome. Thanks. Okay, our next caller is from area code 613. Hi.
Hi, it's Wilma. If I sound different, it's because I was just going to listen today, and I pressed star one initially when Jessica dropped off, and she couldn't hear you, but we could hear you, and I pressed star one just to basically say we can hear you fine. And then when Jessica came back on, whatever energy was there, it just opened up. I think the best word I want to use is like a hornet's nest. So I think there are a lot of us on the call that something you were meant to, and then when you said you wrote some things down, I knew as soon as you started talking that I was one of the people you were meant to give that information to. But it's almost like you opened up a hornet's nest for me, so I'm hoping that you can look into it. And the words that really jumped out at me were when you were talking about, and this is all stuff that you or I know that I should already know from working with you before, that I've been working on these and I thought they were shifting, but it's the bits about being in flow and releasing the past and truly releasing, letting it all go, and then the part about being fully present and fully alive. So when you were doing a lot of the healings on this particular call, it just opened up a whirlwind, that's it, a whirlwind of energy that now that it's settling down, that's why I pressed one this time. I thought if Barbara Grace takes my call, then she'll be able to tell me whatever it is that just opened up in me that's ready to be released. Am I making any sense at all?
Yes, of course you are. Well, let me check in with your energy and see what it's telling me. And why is it making my back hurt? Is your back hurting?
It's my back's not hurting, but it's like, and it's interesting. This didn't happen until you just said, "Why is my back hurting?" It's not a pain. It's like I think something is starting to flow there. I feel an energy moving, almost like a rod. It's not an uncomfortable feeling. It's just an awareness. It's like I can feel like a rod of warmth or heat or something up the center of my back.
Okay. All right, let's see what they want to say. Or if there's something I need to have help you to let go of. She needs to let go.
Maybe
okay.
That's
what
it. Maybe you're picking up, maybe you're picking up on something that's ready to go that I don't.
Yeah. All right, so I will just start talking and we will see what comes out. So would you like an infinity healing for clearing the channels through your body, clearing the channels that allow your energy to flow to the different parts of you, in your physical body and in your etheric body and in whatever body that they need to flow, and your emotional body apparently needs to flow too, so that you can bend with the wind. I'm seeing a tree bending with the wind. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes, absolutely.
And three nice deep breaths.
When you just started to talk, I felt an urge, not a physical urge, but I felt an energy as if I wanted to throw up, like I could just, I could sense the energy coming up my throat and wanting to go come out. It's really interesting because then the word that popped for me was purge. So as you were talking, I think that's why the energy, was flowing during your clearings with Jessica, was that whatever is in me that's ready to come, that's because I don't usually use the word purge, but that's what it felt like. I don't physically feel that way, but that's the energy that seemed to be generated when you started talking. Isn't that interesting?
That is.
Because I can't, like you mentioned, my emotional, my physical, my mental, my spiritual, my bodies can't flow if there's something blocking it. So that's perhaps the purging is like, get it out. Oh, this is so interesting.
Well, now I'm seeing this image of a tree, and it's like, they have those balloon things that they put out in front of a business that has a fan, I guess, blowing in the center of it, and it blows straight up and it bends over and it straightens back up, and it's always flopping around out there in the wind.
Oh, okay, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I see an image of a tree doing that.
Oh.
And the tree is you. And I'm not sure what all that means.
When you, the first time that you mentioned tree, that what popped in my mind, again, was my, you know, that left brain, right brain thing that sometimes gets me stuck. A bamboo tree, it's meant to be, like, it appears to be very strong because it's a reed, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in the wind, it bends. I'm not saying this, but that's the image I got, was that it's rigid when it's meant to be rigid, and yet it can bend. It can bend when it. I'm not making any sense, I know, because I'm not thinking. I'm not remembering the proper story the way it goes. But that's the image that I got, was the. And for some reason, the willow tree, which I have always associated with, that's what's flashing for me now, is the willow tree. So I'm going to have to go look up what the meaning of the willow tree is.
Yeah, because it was more of a willow that I was seeing, weeping willow. Yeah, one of those that drags all the way to the ground. And yeah.
Oh, wow. That's what my grandmother used to call me when I was little, was weepy will, because she said if you looked at me sideways, I'd cry, which is true. I was very sensitive, so I picked up on energy when I was little. So if I looked at somebody, then there was a lot of stuff going on in them, I would start to cry. But it's so interesting that when I said willow, I didn't think of that. But when you said willow, I thought that's the flash for me, was my grandmother saying weepy, weepy will. Isn't that interesting?
Interesting. Okay, well, let's see if we're supposed to do anything with any of the stuff that we just mentioned. And yes, we are. What are we supposed to do? Okay, now I'm hearing the words, let it go. I'm not sure what you're supposed to be letting go of yet. Okay, so would you like an infinity healing for letting go of the way that you allow other people's emotions to overwhelm you sometimes? It's like they come at you and they're so strong that you lose you in all that they are presenting. Yeah, so if you'd like to let that go, to let go of any need to ever have other people's emotions overwhelm you, or to believe that you are supposed to take in all of their stuff, all of their energy, all of their negativity, so that you can understand and help them, instead of accepting that you have a right to your space, to your energy, to your body, and that other people's stuff is not more important than you and should never be the dominant things that you are feeling, because it is okay for you to value, appreciate, love, and I have this feeling, but it's no words, and whatever that feeling is, yourself. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And I'm getting that this has something to do with your vision, because there's so much stuff that it's clouding your vision. Can't see to do what you feel like you're supposed to do for this one and this one, and it's like there's just so much stuff that you can't see. So if you'd like an infinity healing for releasing all of that stuff that's in the way of you seeing, and to accept the fact that you are required to see all of their stuff, it's okay. They figure out their own stuff as they need to. You can ask them, but you don't have to do it for them. And say yes.
Yes, absolutely.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, well, that changed that willow tree. Now it's not blowing around like crazy. It's standing up. It looks beautiful. perfectly happy. And it just kind of sways a little in the breeze instead of whipping in the wind. How do you feel?
It's so funny. I feel fine. When you were talking, when you said there was something, but you couldn't find the word, so you were just going to. It was funny because I had a sense of myself like free to be me. Like it's you know. I can't really find the words for it, but that's the way that I felt when you were trying to find the word to describe whatever it was. I felt. And I think that's part of that whirling energy when you were talking to Jessica, is the true me. I think that's what I've been trying to clear through to is the true me, free of all the stuff that's blocking my vision and my finances. And so I feel that whatever opened up on this call is something that, you like to say divine timing. Oh, yeah, I feel a very strong sense of energy that's opened up. I'm not sure what it is, but it feels good.
Good. Okay, let me check in and see if there's anything else. Any icing for your cake?
I don't know where that one came from either. I love that one.
Okay. So I'm seeing a vision now of that beautiful tree, and it is standing there, and there's this shaft of pure white light with little sparkles of different colors of, looks like glitter in it, that is coming down around the tree and flowing through the tree. And even the leaves are getting a little bit sparkly. It's like the tree is all happy. Okay, so they're going to bathe you in this beautiful light for a little while. Okay, so I'm getting that all of this stuff today on this call was about learning to accept yourself. And this is for everyone who was on the call and everyone who listens to the call at any other time. This was all about learning to accept yourself. That's the time that we are coming to on this planet where we are learning to actually accept ourselves. And for some of us, that's a big thing because we've not been accepting ourselves our whole lives. So don't give up on yourself. You're learning to accept you. Not what anybody taught you that you were, but the truth of you. Okay. Oh, we're down to our last minute. So I'm going to mute you and...
Okay. That was very prolific, and I can still feel the energy flowing, so it's just opened up so much, so thank you so much.
You're welcome, and I get that that energy is going to be there for a while, so, you know, just sit back, relax, and enjoy it.
Awesome.
You're going to get a light shower, a shower in the light.
Love it. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling. Okay, everybody. Friday's show will be a party show where I will have DC Love and Elizabeth Sadu and Janetta Crumpley and Deborah Akbar, and we will be doing laughing yoga and having all of this amazing, wonderful fun, and it should be filled with this incredible energy. So come and join us, laugh, and let go. Yeah, let go. Everybody's going to be letting go. That's our theme for today. We've cleared out guilt, and if you missed that part of the show, then please listen to the recording because you definitely want to let go of guilt because you don't really need it. And I will be back on Friday. Thanks, everyone, so much for listening. Thanks, everyone, from the chat room. And if I didn't say hello to you, hello. And have a wonderful day, everybody. And I will talk to you on Friday. Bye-bye.